babe, I'm gonna bake my cake now, alright? No, it's not all for you. You know that, my last day at work tomorrow, and I wanna make my colleagues, like, you know, give them something nice to look forward to. You know, something nice to remember me by. I know you think it's cheesy, but also, you know, I just like having an excuse to bake. You pretend like I don't bake and cook for you. Very, very often. And then once I want to bake for someone else and you're all like, oh, you never do this for me, it's ridiculous. How about this? If there's anything left at work of the cake, you can have it, all right? Yes, of course, you're a second-class citizen. Oh my god, you're a ridiculous baby. No, it's okay. I mean, it's not like I'm not used to this. I mean, I used to babysit all the time, you know, like I used to babysit this 5-year-old, and you know, he acts the same way, so you know, it's not really that hard for me to deal with. Hey, no! Leave me alone. You heathen, you. Stay away. My hands are all full of raw eggs, so. No, stop. You know I'm really, really sensitive there. Take your lips off my neck, please. Fine, I promise I'll make it worth your while if you just let me bake in peace now. I'm too irresistible, huh? Baking in my underwear. To be fair, I'm also wearing your shirt and some panties, so it's not just underwear. Yes, fine. Just let me bake in peace. Let me get this cake into the oven and then you can have your way with me, okay? Come on, sit down. You can watch me. I'll make sure to present my ass to you at every opportunity I get, alright? You know, instead of bothering me, you have made yourself useful and beaten up those eggs for me. Okay, they look fluffy enough for now. Let's add the sugar. You know, you should be happy that you're not getting to eat this cake because it's one hell of a treat. I'm adding 300 grams of sugar now, and that's only for the base dough. That doesn't even include the crumbles yet, so. Yeah, it's also a plot, you know, instead of dieting, just bake and make everybody around you so fat that you look thinner. Is that a valid dieting technique? What do you think? No. Well, that's just rude. Fine. I'm not gonna make everybody around me fat, but just so I can look better. Ugh, you're still such a charmer. Of course I don't need to make everybody wrong and fat because I'm perfect. Blah, blah, blah. Heard it all before. And No, seriously, babe, thank you. I'm glad you like my body. Especially when I'm putting it on display for you like this. I'm telling you, after I bake this cake, I'll have arm muscles like crazy. Why do you always ask that? Of course I don't need an electrical hand mixer. This is how my mom made it. And this is my mom's recipe, so that's not how I'm gonna make it. She can do it by hand, so I can. Yes, fair enough, my mom's a lot stronger than I am with my little straw jelly arms, but I can do it. Believe in me, come on! Of course this amuses you. My arms are tired already. Holy shit. This will have to do. I'm not gonna get a proper escape because I'm too fucking weak. Shut your mouth, I don't need a hand mixer. I can't do this. Fine. You know, you really are a lazy bum. My mom was right all along. Oh my god, stop freaking out. No, my mom loves you. I was kidding. Holy shit. Grams. Hopefully I have enough. Well, I can always still substitute the rest of butter if I need to. And just because I was too lazy to buy more, I will now struggle. Remember, baby, laziness will get you nowhere in life. Yes, you know I am. I mean, this is the girl you chose to date, the dramatic. Whatever, I don't know. It's been a long day already. Point is, I'm dramatic. And you have to live with that. So how was your day? Did you have a good one? That sounds... fuck. That sounds exhausting, to be honest. I'm glad I don't have to do that. No, but I'm really happy we get this time together, even if I have to spend it baking cakes for colleagues who, like, really actually don't deserve it. Just because I like baking. Okay, this goes into the microwave now. It will hopefully not explode. Low and steady. Flour, baking powder, powder. And I'll be right back. I'll just had to get the vanilla, you know, important. So you bought, what happened there? Wait a second. The microwave of being a bitch. What I wanted to ask was, are you bored of me baking yet? Watching me bake? No. You find it entertaining? Well. I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing that me baking entertaining, but I'm pretty sure it just means that you're a perv. Come on, you act like you hate it. You love when I call you a perv, don't you? Because you are one. Fine, but you're my perv. I couldn't be happier. Wouldn't have it any other way. How boring would a life be when you're not a perv? This is a lot of flour. This takes forever to sieve. Oh no, shit. That is not true. I'm not a messy... Yeah, okay, fine. I'm a messy baker. It's not my fault that flour spills so easily and cocoa powder goes so easily on faces. You used to love it when we had those messy baking sessions that ended both of us covered in flour and chocolate. No, I'm not trying to hint at anything. I don't have time for one of those sessions now. I need to actually get this done. I'm already taking forever. And I'm just getting started. But yes, there's already flour everywhere. Too bad that you'll have to do the cleanup. Fine. It was worth a try. No, that's fine if you go for a bit. I'll call you back in when I have to peel the apples because I'll need entertainment company for that. Until then, I can finish the dough in peace. It's okay. You may return now. Yeah, I have to peel and cut the apples now. Which is always a hassle. What you missed? Not much. I mean, I finished the dough, the base dough. I made the crumble dough, which is, you know, the most amazing thing ever because nothing tastes better than the mixture of butter, sugar, and flour mixed in crumbs. Oh yeah, right. I also obviously did the dishes, cleaned the bowls and stuff. I'm kidding, baby. Don't worry. I left the bowl with some cookie dough, with some cake dough left for you on the table. You really think that I don't know that you absolutely love raw cake dough? That I would just clean it up without calling you? I do know you pretty well in the end. So while you're busy eating that delicious stuff, I'll take care of the apples. Luckily, it's not that many because I'm only doing half as I applicate the other half. I'm doing of cherries, frozen cherries. But seriously, I love the feeling of mixing the crumble dough. It's like pure porn, it's better than sex. Just that feeling of putting your hands into a bowl full of butter and sugar and flour and mixing it all together. It's like so soft and it's just fun, you know. Aside from the fact that it also just tastes so amazing. And sadly, you know, there's always some sticking to your fingers that after you finish, you kind of have to, lick up. So, yeah. I dropped this apple earlier, so now it has lots of brown spots. But, I mean, the taste isn't affected. It just looks ugly. Because I'm a huge klutz. Speaking of klutz, while you were gone, I also flooded the area around the sink. That's in case you were wondering why there was a towel laying underneath the sink. I was filling another bowl with water and it fell over while standing in the sink and some of it splashed over. So, yeah. I give a whole new dimension to the term messy baker today. Judging by the look on your face, the cake though is pretty good. So I'm guessing the cake will hopefully also be good. I mean, it cannot not be good because it's my mom's recipe and she made this cake. She's probably been making this cake for like 25 years and she does it every year and it's always so good. She does it with apples and with plums and with all kinds of stuff, but like mostly apples and plums. But yeah, I'm doing the other half of cherries, so we'll see how that turns out, because I absolutely love cherry in cake, just like I love apple cake. And it's just so relaxing to bake. I mean, what's not relaxing is seeing this huge stack of dishes that I'm producing that I'll have to clean later, but the baking itself is super soothing. It just gives such a peaceful frame of mind and just fun. You know, with cooking, it's always like, you just throw stuff together until it tastes good, basically, right? You know, I mean, I also love cooking, but with baking, it's always more like a science. Like, if you mess a little thing up, it could ruin the whole cake. And while it's like a certain kind of pressure, I guess, it's also, I don't know, it makes you be more mindful, I guess. Do you remember that time that I, when we were talking on the phone and I threw salt into my oatmeal because you were distracting me? And because of that, I later didn't have salt to cook my pasta with. That was ridiculous. I'm pretty sure that was the first time you noticed how clumsy I actually am. But I mean, here we are. So, couldn't have been that bad if you're still here. cutting the middle pieces, like the core, out of these apples. I know. You like using that fancy decoring thing. But, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of fancy equipment. I just like doing it like my mama taught me. Doing it like my mama taught me also means that, like, sometimes when I cut those cores in the middle out, they just have so much energy that they just fly halfway across the room. Okay, so let's go. Telling you, my colleagues better appreciate the work I put into this. I already know that I'll be the one eating most of this cake on my own anyways. Because I fucking love cake, especially apple cake. The good thing is, you know, I just like bought and peeled and I'm just cutting three apples and putting it into the dough. And well, whatever space is not covered by the apples, I just use the cherries for. So it's not like, you know, this thing of, oh no, I don't have enough apples. Or, oh no, I have too many apples. You know, I can just put in however much I have and then fill the rest with cherries. That's the good thing about making this cake half-half. I mean, to be fair, like, I would also have that problem with the cherries, but the cherries are frozen. And I also love using them for oatmeal and shit, so it's not a huge problem. But can you believe, like, to get these frozen cherries, I had to go through three different supermarkets or grocery stores. Three! Like, I went to, like, a smaller one, a discounter, didn't have it. All right, fine. So then I went to a bigger one, was like, they will have it for sure. And I was like, no, they don't have it. I was about to give up, but I was like, nope. They don't have it. I'm still going to go to the third store that I know has it. Luckily, I didn't have to work today. Otherwise, I would have not gotten all of this done. So, yeah, all in all, I'm just realizing I really hope my colleagues appreciate my work. Okay, done with placing the apples. Time to get the cherries out of the freezer. The crumble board. Haven't you had enough raw dough for now? You had the whisk and the bowl and the spatula to clean up, and you're trying to steal all my crumble dough, huh? You're impossible, baby. kidding, I love you. You're lucky you're so cute. All those cherries go in somewhat. Okay. It's funny how quickly frozen cherries dye your hands. It's like you just touched them once, twice. Oops, you look like you just stabbed someone to death. Okay, now the fruit is on. It's time to add the best part of this cake. Crumbles, whatever. I think I worked it a little too much, or it's a little too warm in here because the butter has melted, so that's kind of like pretty soft paste instead of like, you know, light and airy crumbles, but that's okay. I'm still doing my best to do it somewhat evenly. And I mean, I have enough of them, that's a good thing. I planned in making a lot of them because I knew I would eat a part of it, and you can never have enough crumbs on a crumble cake. I mean, we call them Streusel, which is also the same word we use for sprinkles, which is funny, you know, because obviously it's not the same, but I guess it's because you also sprinkle them on top, right? I mean, it's not that far-fetched. Kind of makes sense. Oh my god, this cake looks so good. Now my hands are all sticky. Okay, so let's get that into the oven. Alright, you mostly kept your promise and I'll keep mine. The cake will need like a while in the oven, so we can go have some fun.